Oh, she has stumbled because of her unbelief. What could she have achieved? She had a good heart and she had a good will. She loved people. She had done a lot of good. Of course she hurt people because she laughed at them because of their faith. This did not make her a shining example for those around her. If she had believed, if she had had an inner piety, a piety of heart and soul, what an impression that would have made on those around her, and how many would have been strengthened in their faith through her. Yes, it is a pity, much has been left undone. I said, I admit everything, for it had become clear to me that I had gone down the wrong path. So they were actually much friendlier to me than I had expected. They spoke together about my life, and one of them took the book and leafed through it. But he did this in passing, as if he had already read it all a long time ago. He said, I don't need to look into this book of life, because you carry the truth on you. Of course I looked down at myself, ashamed. And one of these angels said, it can soon get better. You can get rid of your shoes if you want to. He acted as if he had seen it or knew that I would like to get rid of them, these shoes. Yes, the other said to me, you can get rid of them, and you can also change your clothes. But first you must be purified a little more. You have judged yourself. We have seen and heard that, and we are pleased that you are serious. That is why we are taking care of you too, because it could have happened that only an angel of God would stand next to you and inflict punishment on you. And look, there are seven of us who are in front of you and talking to you. Just look at us. Yes, I looked at them. They were all so beautiful. They were dressed as I had seen them in the hours of departure from this world, when I had thought I was in the theater. They wore these flowing clothes. These beings had actually been with me then, I was not mistaken if they were not even the same ones who were sitting in front of me now. They did not respond to these thoughts, but said, we want to move forward with you. You now have a time of purification ahead of you, and you must now go into solitude. You must learn to pray and rethink your life. You must choose a job and we will tell you what you can do. You can choose one or the other, and you must think about it, for good must come from your work. Now you can prove that you are of good will and you can prove that you want to keep your faith. Oh yes, added one of them, we will tell her straight away. She only wants to focus on one thing. When the purification is over, then she can go to people, accompanied by another spirits, and should then try to influence their thinking and guide them into higher thinking. He explained that this was not so easy, because people have all kinds of thoughts and it is not so easy to take control of people's thoughts. It is therefore a matter of directing people's thinking towards higher things. One should also try to put good words into their mouths. I should try to help in this way. But I must also take up the fight with the others, because I would not be alone with these people and would not simply become master in my efforts to lead them to good. Because where the good spirits are, there are also those others who want to lead people to evil. And so there is also a need for a fight. One must try to prevent evil. It is a matter of winning people over to the higher life, influencing and inspiring them and leading them so that they do good, so that they pray and align oneself with God's laws. So one must always admonish people when it becomes necessary, but one can also be a comfort to them. One should take up residence with people and thus work for God. These were beautiful words that were spoken. I wanted to do that and I said, I am going into purification, then call me if you like, I will come, I will fulfill my task. Oh, that's good. And then a servant came, I must say, and accompanied me out of this house. I had said goodbye to the angels of God. I was a little dazed and let this simply dressed servant lead me into purification. I was led into a room and there I experienced the twilight again, like back then in the forest. But that couldn't be bad for me, my thoughts and my will were set. And so I wanted to wait. Then the time came when I was fetched and led to the tasks. But when I left this room of solitude, I would like to say this, a being stood there and offered me other clothes. Now I could easily take my shoes off my feet. Yes, it was as if they fell off of their own accord, and I put on good, beautiful shoes. I was also given a decent dress, and I was happy with it. It was simple, but I had the feeling that it was beautiful for me. And then they said to me, you can earn more later. These are not your last garments and your last shoes. You must rise up, move forward step by step and find the way to God. You still have a long way to go. And you must prove what you promised, that you always want to believe. Later they explained to me what was meant by the fact that I had to prove this. I was to prove this faith in a new human life. But I was taken in by the angels of heaven, and I am fulfilling my task as I am commanded. I take up the fight with those spirit beings among people who do not want to take the higher path, who are still far removed from God. I do everything for God, for the Holy Spirit world and for the King of God's spirit world. I have been taught all of this. And so I am in the service of God, and my services can also be performed for you. So, dear brothers and sisters, I say goodbye to you and ask you, direct your thoughts upwards and let yourself be guided so that when you enter the spiritual world you can be shown a beautiful world and that you do not end up like me and are initially surrounded by twilight. Let yourselves be embraced by your acquaintances, by those who have passed away, by those spirit beings who look after you in life. May God's blessing fill you and accompany you. God's greetings. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Paula by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quartington Stress, Direct Template, tape recording. Note. In addition to the experience reports of ascending spirit beings, Beatrice Brunner, 1910-1983, gave over 2,000 lectures in deep trance in the 35 years of her work. They were given by two teachers from the otherworldly world who taught the listeners the Christian spiritual teachings. These two spirits of God, named Joseph and Len, gave comprehensive instruction in the teachings of Christ, about God's creation and the origin and meaning of all life. These lectures are published by G. L. Lurick in various book series and in the magazine Geistige Welt, which has been published since 1948. The speeches, each lasting around an hour, preserved on video and tape, are played in a teaching facility specially built for this purpose, a hall with 500 seats, in Lurick. More information. You can find information about the literature and events of G. L. Lurick on their website www.glz.org. G. L. Z. O. Eric. Lexigroben 117, C. H. 8047 Lurick. Telephone 044-383-6010 info at glz.org www.glz.org. End of book. Erlebnis Berichts 1968-1970. This was on the purpose of human life. We were also supposed to get to know the spiritual world, but the way up was still blocked for us. We were allowed to experience and see what lay spiritually beneath us, what was even deeper. We were led to these unfortunate brothers and sisters in the spiritual depths. Though we could talk to them and encourage them to change their way of thinking, for most of them struggled, were dazed and did not believe that they lived in the spiritual realm, but claimed that they were only dreaming and living as humans because everything around them was so condensed and so similar to the wastelands on Earth. We were able to give them our support from time to time and make them understand what they needed to know. They believed us more than the higher spirit brothers, but it was not an easy task. But anyone who was willing to earn something in order to strive upwards had to really take every opportunity to do so. We had no time to take a siesta. We really had to use our time profitably, because we wanted to strive upwards, because we saw what we had missed in life, that we had lived without faith in God, that we had done so much wrong and harmed others. But this effort alone did not help us to move forward. It was said that we had burdened ourselves so much. We also had to stay isolated from time to time in a place where it was dark around us. Though we could think, though we could ask God to forgive us, we could then focus entirely on Him, and we could meditate on the lessons we had been taught. But to be isolated like that, to remain all alone in the darkness, was not pleasant, but it was part of our punishment. We had all encouraged each other. All of us who were willing to strive upwards had spoken to each other. It was also the case that from time to time we were allowed to say goodbye to someone for whom the time had come to move on to a more beautiful place. And from there they would come back to visit us and tell us about their much more beautiful life, about the attention that was now being given to them. And so I too had finally reached this transition to this more beautiful place. I was also able to cross the threshold to a more beautiful sphere, where a more pleasant life began for me too and where I no longer had to pull wagons and do such hard work. It was the greatest bliss for me to first be initiated even further into the laws of God. I was so eager to learn, and that was to benefit me, because later on it all proved to be of great use to me. Since I had tried so hard to advance, I was allowed to take part in building a house. I was allowed to present my own plans, make suggestions, and I remembered so many things that had impressed me in my earthly life. Some things were talked out of me, and some suggestions were improved. We discussed things together, but I was still very happy. I was allowed to build a house, even if it wasn't mine. I was still a long way from owning one. I was supposed to do a lot more, I was supposed to be even more diligent, but I was now allowed to live in a house with other siblings, and I was also allowed to meet my relatives. I was allowed to invite them to my place. They were my guests, and they, who owned even nicer things and lived in even nicer places, told me about their world. So I found it simply wonderful to be allowed to live in this world, which always brought me so much new stuff, this great variety that you can experience everywhere. It awakens an interest in various arts. What is on offer there? So I worked my way up from level to level and I gained insight into the wonderful world of the spirit. But according to your human calculation of time, a long time has passed since my entry into the afterlife until today, around 200 years. And now they are talking to me about a new earthly life that I am to enter when I have mastered the spiritual laws and have become even more familiar with the heavenly world, when I have come into contact with various other spirit brothers and sisters from various worlds and also have knowledge of their tasks. I should bring this knowledge into my soul, into my feelings. And they explained to me that with the incorporation into human life all memory disappears and that only when one learns this spiritual language again in human life will many things become familiar to one again and that it would be easier for those who could familiarize themselves with this language in human life to affirm this world of the spirit, to believe in it and to work for the spirit. It would be easier for those who would honor and praise God, Christ and the Holy Spirit world. And one would also understand the meaning of life better if one spoke this language. So I was commissioned to tell you this. I had entered the spiritual realm under great burden. I was received and guided, but I was immediately well-intentioned and had the desire to strive upwards, for I became aware that in this world one exercises dominion over all and that this one is God. So I wanted to submit myself to God, and so I began my ascent in this way. So, dear brothers and sisters, I am returning to my world. May God give you the strength of faith, and may you never forget the spiritual language. Greetings from God. The subsequent answer to the questions was summarized by the then editor of the magazine Geist Eichwelt as follows. In the following question section, spirit friend Joseph clarified some of Richard's statements, which, as Joseph said, he was unable to deal with in sufficient detail due to lack of time. On the other hand, it is not the task of such a spirit to explain everything in every detail. One consequence of his alcoholism was the thirst that always tormented him more or less. The ragged spiritual clothing and barefootness, along with the primitively made, common objects in these lower stages of ascent, are to be understood as a sign of spiritual poverty. No one cares whether someone is barefoot, everyone is equal and no one needs to be ashamed in front of the other. The higher one climbs, the more importance is placed on one's appearance. Dying people are sometimes wrapped in spiritual garments by helpful angelic beings on their deathbed during their twilight state, allowing them to appear in the spiritual world. The desire for shelter is still there, as it is in human life. All desires, as well as virtues and vices, are rooted in the soul. Earthbound people from the beyond who are still used to earthly conditions take it for granted that they have to live in a house. They simply do not find a loving welcome. The do-nothings, as they were called, are not yet capable of higher thoughts and are still too earthbound, and finally make progress with the help of higher beings when they have become insightful. Others are prepared for a new earthly life with gentle force. It always depends on the burden and receptiveness of the individual. People try to persuade and advise everyone, but it is like with people, some are willing and obedient, others are incorrigible, and then one is prepared for the new human incarnation with gentle force. Report of the Ascending Spirit Being Richard and Answers to Questions from Spirit Teacher Joseph by Mediator Beatrice Brunner in the Hall on Mar 1 Quartington Stress, the Lake Original, first published in the magazine Geistige Welt. Next case. April 3, 1968. On the Deeper Causes of an Addiction. The Afterlife of a Contentious Coupler. When memories of a difficult time are deeply rooted in the soul and one is not prepared to strive for a higher mindset. Joseph, dear brothers and sisters, it is I, Brother Joseph. One footnote. Footnote 1. Spirit Teacher Joseph points out in his greeting that he himself will be reporting on an experience and not an ascending spirit being, as was customary on the first Wednesday of the month. I am now going to tell you a story, a report of an experience. From time to time, on special holidays, I give you messages from deceased relatives. You will often be told that the person who entered the spiritual world was not able to find his way at first, but later found his way into God's order. If you have lived with people who had particular faults and with whom you had trouble in life, then you can understand when it is said, at first it was difficult for him, but later he found his way into God's order. This is easier to understand if you have been close to such a person and lived with him. In such a case it is much easier to understand if it is explained that he has now found his way into God's order, whereas these reports that are always given to you are foreign to some people because they have no connection with these spiritual beings or their fate. What I am telling you this evening is intended to awaken your understanding. It is only one fate that has been picked out from the infinite number of fates that are constantly repeated. So, this evening I would like to tell you about two people, that is to say, mainly about a man. It was a family with four children. The father and the mother, or rather his partner, had always argued throughout their entire life together. They did not get along. When the children grew up and were able to leave their parents' house, they did so. They did not feel comfortable with this constant arguing, and so they left home early and did not return. There were two daughters and two sons. The eldest was the first to set up a household, and it was she who opened the doors of her house and invited her siblings to her. So they went to their eldest sister and spent holidays and some days of rest there. When you had worries and problems, you did not go to your parents' house, you went to your sister. This sister was lucky to have a partner who had the same understanding and goodwill and was prepared to take these relatives in for short or long periods of time. They often spoke of the arguments that took place at home and were ashamed of their parents. They were mainly ashamed of their father. And so they resolved not to live in such a quarrelsome life and to do everything they could to live in peace. The father was a cobbler by trade and unfortunately he drank a lot. He soon spent what he earned on alcohol. He was often drunk and it was understandable that there were always arguments between these two partners, because they did not have the money they needed to live. Every opportunity was taken to spend the smallest amount of money on alcohol. The woman herself did not have the strength or understanding to lead her husband, but they argued constantly and the four children had to grow up in this argument. It was understandable that they could not have any respect or consideration for their father when he was always drunk and abusive and when even the children had to flee from their father to avoid being hit by him. So the spirit world of God did not hold it against these children that they later no longer looked after their parents and did not go home, because they could not help them. I would like to add as an explanation that drinking was much more common in the past than it is today. Now I would like to stop describing the human life of this married couple and explain what happened to this soul when it entered the spiritual world. The man died first. In fact, he fell down the stairs while drunk and had a fatal accident. Of course, the spirit of such a person is also heavily burdened by the evil of alcoholism. You can understand that a lower spirit is in such a weak-willed person. When this spirit, which had to leave the world in this way, opened its eyes in the afterlife, it could not understand what had happened. Spirits of God were also present during this accident, because they had to guide this spirit. They carried him to the place where he was to live in the future and laid him on the spiritual ground in front of a very modest hut, for the spirit of this person was still quite dazed. While this was happening, the inhabitants of this village approached, and some expressed their indignation, and others simply took note of it, for such things were experienced again and again in a similar way, because all who were in this village were burdened in the most similar way. Well, the angels of God simply laid this spirit down on the spiritual ground, as I have said, and went away, so it could sleep for a while. In contrast, an elevated, ascending spirit is accompanied to rest when it enters the spiritual world, so that it can rest and be strengthened. In order to adapt better to the new world, it is lovingly cared for. A spirit of God or even a relative or a friend can keep watch nearby until the being in question has rested. Then it is greeted, can possibly receive some strengthening, and its return to eternity is explained to it. It is explained that earthly life is over, that it has only laid aside the outer body and that the spirit has returned to the spiritual world. In this way, an elevated being who has returned home finds its explanations, support and consolation. On the other hand, a burdened, unwilling, quarrelsome spirit like the one I am reporting on cannot count on support of this kind. This person who had returned home was simply left lying there. He then opened his eyes and once saw that his new surroundings. He also saw that many people were standing there, looking at him and talking all sorts of things at once. Some wanted to give advice and others made accusations. He got angry straight away and wanted to send those present away. He stood up and asked for his wife. He realized that he was not at home but in a completely new place. He called his wife's name but no one answered him. His wife was not there. There were some spirit brothers and sisters who were helpful, came up to him and said, "You must now accept that, you are no longer in the world but you are now in the spiritual realm. You have laid aside your body." He did not want to believe that, called them liars and wanted to start arguing right away. And so the others withdrew from him. They knew this kind of behavior from such homecomers. And so those who had already worked their way up a bit did not want to have anything to do with such a person. They simply left him, so he wandered around. He saw that people were working and he also saw the modest dwellings or huts. But he also had to realize that there was a certain order, and he did not want to be included in that order. Since he was so addicted to alcohol, this addiction did not end when he left his earthly body, but he still had the same desire for alcohol. So he went from one to the other and asked if there was anything to drink. He meant, of course, the drink he had consumed during his life. Those he went to and asked for something knew what he meant, but pretended not to understand and told him that there was a well in the middle of the village. There he could drink as much as he wanted if he was thirsty. Then he made it clear to them that he did not mean water, but some other drink. But he had nothing to offer them. He could not pay for anything. In the spiritual realm, you don't have any money, you can't pay in the same way as in earthly life. He would be lucky to come among spirit brothers and sisters who had the hardest time of their own purification behind them, but still had to stay in this place. They were left there because they, who had already improved in their behavior and thinking, had to give support and explanations to those who kept coming. For all those who were also inhabitants of this village were aware that they had died. But they still had a great longing for all their former activities and all of human life. They wanted to possess it again and go among people. But this was denied to all of them. They had no opportunity to return to Earth, as is otherwise possible for other spirit brothers and sisters who, through their passions and their deep desires, can return to their old place and continue to indulge in their vices. But they could not. There was an intervention by God in this regard. Their paths had to be blocked so that they could find their way to order more quickly, because they still had a long road of ascent ahead of them. So this spirit had the opportunity to talk to the others and ask for that drink. But nothing was given to him, because there was none at all, and he was told that he should free himself of this vice and report to order, then things would go better for him. But he complained that he was thirsty and that he was not willing to work like the others. And so he was further told that he would have to live in his misfortune and would only find freedom when he could break away from his past and was willing to adapt to the new laws. There were also spirit teachers that to give him the necessary instruction that he needed. He did not want to know anything about that. In his human life he had had no piety and no faith in God. So he was forced to recognize that there is an omnipotence and a ruler over him. But he did not want to submit to this ruler, not yet. So he wandered around the village and began to take an interest in work. He suffered because he no longer had what he had loved so much as a human being and what had satisfied him, this drink that he believed would make him forget everything. So he felt oppressed and suffered because of it. He now had to overcome the fact that he no longer had this drink. If you now have concerns and believe, yes, a spirit should also be freed from these addictions when it leaves its earthly body, that is not the case. As you are repeatedly told, this desire lies in the nature of the person concerned. It is not only in the external person, it is not only superficial, but has a deep basis. This desire and need to get intoxicated lies in the soul of the person concerned. The fact that this brother had resorted to alcohol as a human being was the most obvious thing at the time. The spirit desires intoxication because certain previous experiences from a time of distress lie on the surface within it, and it wants to get rid of these experiences, to forget them completely. This spirit had taken this desire for intoxication with it into its new life on earth, and it was expressed through its weakness of will. Before it was prepared for reincarnation, it had had experiences in the world in which it lived that had impressed it. It had risen from the depths and had already lived through several human lives that had always ended with great stress and had required its purification in the world beyond. These experiences from the time of its purification were only partially erased. As a human being he knew nothing about it. As a human being one knows nothing about previous lives and previous existence in the spiritual world. But such experiences are deeply rooted in the spirit. If they go back to a time when one was in pain and torment, then at that time, at every time of experience, there was a desire for liberation, for redemption. If such a soul was then able to rise a little, it was happy about it. But if it is condemned for a certain period of time, all kinds of thoughts arise in its inner being and all kinds of desires build up, precisely the desire to forget. To be intoxicated. It leaves its mark when one remains in lower thoughts and desires and does not have the strength to find the higher meaning in the life that one lives in the spiritual world, and is not prepared to accept punishment in order to purify oneself internally and prepare oneself for something better. But if one says yes to fate, one has an easy time in the future. Then the kind of desires that did with that spirit cannot emerge. Namely to be intoxicated and not to fit into the order. So it depends very much on the level of inner development. In this case, it was like this: he had risen from the depths and gone through various purifications that had been unpleasant for him. He still had that in his consciousness, or it was still on the surface. The desire for intoxication, this addiction, can degenerate and will manifest itself in human life in one way or another, wherever the best opportunity presents itself. For such a cobbler, alcohol was probably the most obvious choice, whereas for a person who lives in better circumstances, let us say, it does not necessarily have to be alcohol. Such a person can indulge in other vices, other addictions or vices, depending on the circumstances of the environment in which he lives, depending on what is available. Well, this brother also had to find his way back into God's order, but it was difficult for him. The fact that it was difficult for him is shown by the explanation I have given you, how he wandered around, how he was unwilling to work and how he suffered from his addiction. He wanted to forget. He was looking for peace and quiet, but he could not understand the true peace that was being offered to him. It was too simple or perhaps too difficult for him. So the spiritual world has no choice but to wait.